Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
Hello and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Maybe the only thing you know about roller derby is what you've seen in the movies.
Let's get him! Kill him dead! Skate fast, skate hard!
I'm gonna puke!
During the day, they go by Peggy, Francine, Tammy, and Rachel, but here...
All right, let the bout come to you.
Okay!
Rosa Sparks and Bloody
Harry! 1, 2, 3! Kick it!
And they're off!
This week's show focuses on everything you wanted to know about roller derby but were afraid to ask. I headed to the Boone County Fairgrounds where the Como Derby Dames were playing their last game of the season, a doubleheader, the Con Vixens versus the Violent Flems, and found out that roller derby is much more than women with clever names on skates. The sport can be traced back to the 1930s, though its revival began about 10 years ago in Austin, Texas. Now there are more than 1,000 amateur leagues around the world. Most teams are part of a derby association which serves as a governing body but also maintains the rules of the sport. And before they can even get in the ring, the girls are required to pass a skills test. So yes, roller derby is an actual sport, complete with rules and strategy. Columbia Derby referee Thugs and Kisses breaks it down.
Two jammers try and get through a pack of four skaters from each team. The first jammer to get through without causing any penalties is the lead jammer. And each consecutive pass after...
So the person with the star wants to, like, get through all the other girls.
Mm-hmm. And the pack tries to help their jammer and hinder the opposing jammer from getting through.
It's really the spirited women who make the sport so special. They don't get paid for time on the rink, and because it's a club sport, they pay to play, so they're not in it for the money.
It's kind of like the most twisted sorority ever.
And though they differ in almost every way, shape, size, and personality type, they do all have one thing in common.
So our league damages have been, we've had a broken tooth, we've had a broken finger, two broken ankles, three broken ankles because we had a compound fracture. That's right, one of the girls actually popped the bone through her skin. Not skating, she was dancing on her skates and at halftime and snapped her ankle. So, let's see, we had a major hematoma that had to be surgically removed, and we've had many, many gigantic, gigantic bruises and so many friction burns.
I think everyone's got one good injury in them, even if it's just like a massive sprain. I mean, I look at it as if you don't fall, you're not playing hard enough.
I spoke to four of the Como Derby Dames about what roller derby means to them.
When I saw my first roller derby bout, I was just amazed. It was so awesome. It was just so amazing to watch all of these women just whiz by, and the dichotomy of femininity and strength and power, it was just intoxicating, and I thought, oh my God, I have to do that.
That's Heather Morgan, also known as Ham Slamwich. She joined the league last year. Today, she's in her game gear.
I am wearing my jersey, which is an orange button-down shirt with the Como Con Vixen logo on it. And I'm also wearing hot shorts, which are sparkly, and fishnets and knee-high socks.
She says getting involved with the sport has been pretty transformative.
I found that roller derby has given me a lot of confidence. I've been able to feel more comfortable with myself. I worry a little bit less about what other people think.
It's been such an altering experience for me, just in terms of my assertiveness and my personality. It's done more than just get me into shape. It's literally changed my life.
Jessica Hawk has been playing with the Como Derby Dames since their inception in 2007. By day, she works in a DNA lab, but on the track, she's known as Mamie Fisher.
A friend of mine said, you should be Mamie Fisher, after Amy Fisher, who shot her lover's wife, which was terrible, terrible. But I kind of had the whole package. I had a name, I had a number, which is 25 caliber, which is the the number of the gun she used, a 25 caliber gun. And then my tagline is, better watch your Buttafuoco. And so my shorts say Buttafuoco on them. Everyone yells Buttafuoco at me when I skate by. So it just kind of had this total package.
Hawk says she's tapped into a part of herself that's difficult to access off the rink.
I like being tough. I know that sounds really weird, but I do. I'm very not tough in my normal life. I'm nerdy. I've never played sports. I don't move fast. I hate sweating. And yet for some reason, I come to this and it's so ridiculous and it's so over the top that I loved it. I love skating fast. I love knocking people down. I love being knocked down. It's a completely different aspect of my personality that I've been able to find and unleash for the first time, I think, in my life.
At 18, MU freshman Kelsey Johnson is one of the youngest members. The names Derby women choose are often funny puns, but Johnson says she picked her name Cyclops for a special reason.
Why Cyclops? When I was little, I had a ocular cancer called retinoblastoma, and I can only see out of one of my eyes now. So, like, Cyclops only have one eye, so that's kind of my name.
She's a jammer, which, if you remember from the rules of the game, means she's the one scoring the points. Johnson's basically the football quarterback of her team, something her parents weren't thrilled with initially.
My mom really didn't want me to play when I started. It was a fight in our house, actually, and I was like, well, I'm 18, I'm going to go do it. I can sign the paperwork. And the more they watch, the more they like it, and just see how much I love skating.
Speaking of parents, many of the women have kids, including maybe the league's scariest member, Deathblock. Her number is 666, and she wears ghoulish makeup, fishnets, and a tiny black skirt with her skates. In real life, she's a researcher for the university and a mom.
I like that it's a physical activity. It's not just being a rat on a treadmill, you know. I'm not just looking at a TV and not paying attention to what my body's doing. So I like engaging my brain and my body at the same time.
One of my favorite moments in visiting with the team was their sense of accomplishment and how none of them initially thought they could succeed athletically. Derby proved them wrong.
If you had told me 10 years ago that I would be playing roller derby and would be considered, quote, good, I would have laughed in your face. There's no way I would have said that. Me, good at a sport? Please, there's no way.
And we'll leave you with a final plug.
It's the most fun you'll have, second most fun you'll have sweating.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend. Something for me.